This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Personal income in Metro Denver was up last year, 9% over 2020, in the latest numbers from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Economist Andrew Friedson at CU Denver says that helps offset inflation.
In Colorado, as prices have heated up, wages have kept pace. In other places, this has not been the case, and people have taken a real pay cut.
Patients seeking abortions in Colorado have one more option. Kaiser Permanente is performing elective abortions in the state for the first time. Claire Cleveland has more.
Kaiser used to refer patients to clinics like Planned Parenthood for care. But as more patients have come to Colorado since Roe v. Wade was repealed, the wait times have skyrocketed. The wait time for a first trimester abortion at Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is 21 days. It was 12 days last year. Abortion is legal and protected in Colorado, but there are still barriers. Kaiser said in a statement, it is expanding its service to ensure, quote, access to safe, timely, and appropriate care. More than 500,000 Coloradans are insured by Kaiser. I'm Claire Cleveland with CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente is an underwriter for CPR and KRCC. The Adaman Club has been climbing Pike's Peak on New Year's Eve to set off fireworks for nearly a century, and now an alleyway in downtown Colorado Springs honoring the group opens today. KRCC's Jess Hazel has more.
The alley connecting Nevada and Tejon between Colorado and Pike's Peak will feature murals, archival pictures of the Adaman Club, and artistic lighting, among other features. The project aims to use public art to highlight the history of the club's trek taken each year since 1922. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
It's Giving Tuesday, and thanks for your gift at CPR.org or KRCC.org.